Today we are down now just about where we were last week. We're coming to the conclusion. We are in the conclusion. And the conclusion is really twofold. The first fold is what we're talking about right now. We'll get to the next fold later, either today or tomorrow. What was the first fold? What's the first thing that you do? Now, when after we've heard all about life, we're smart now. We understand everything that there is to know, right? We've lived Solomon's whole life with him. He summed it all up. He's put it all together. He's told us what will work and what won't work. So we have all that wisdom in our head. Now then, with all that wisdom, we go out to live. What's the first thing we do?
Act our age.
Act our age. That's right. We act our age. We look at where we are and act our age. Now, I spent a lot of time talking about that because that is tremendously important. And I realize that because I see it happen all the time in dealing with people with problems and dealing with people without problems. Observing mamas and daddies, as we talked about, you know, in whatever age their children are, generally they want them to be another age, as we talked about last week. And you yourself know, every one of you right now would like to be in a different situation, wouldn't you? Now you think about that. You would like to be in a different situation. Now every one of you think you will be next year, right? Brian?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, confession time, Brian. What are you going to have next year that you'll have this year that'll make you make it better? You're looking forward to it.
A little more money, probably.
Okay, if he hadn't said that, I'd have said, come on, Brian, tell the truth. Now, that's one thing all of us, right? All of us. How many of you in here say, I'm making all the money I really want. I know if I made more, it would decrease my happiness. I am not looking forward to having more money next summer. Raise your hands. No hands? All right, every one of us. Every one of us. How long will that go on through your life? All during your life, every year, when you're sitting here, your whiskers down to there, they canes all over the room, I walk in, still young, vigorous, and say, how many of you want money? I want some money. You know, it was interesting to me when I was home this last year. My sister, who is a nurse, and she goes around to homes and takes care of the people that hospitals send home to die, is really what it is. And so she then takes care of these last hardcore patients. So I went out with her, drove her over to a certain place in a nice brick home out in the farm, and the guy owned all kinds of stuff and filthy rich. She just shakes her head. She doesn't like to go in there, you know. And she come out and said, "You can't believe it." So I just can't believe you go in. The guy is all swollen up. His heart is 3.5 times its normal size. Water all throughout his body. He's got cancer, diabetes. I don't know how many other things. She calls the doctor at certain things. You know, got tubes running out of his heart and running out of his lungs and all of this, and she calls, what should I do? And the doctor, you know, tells Carol, that's the reason we sent him. We don't know what to do. Do whatever you want to do. She has to call them and ask them, you know. And they say, give him a sink. No hope for the guy. See, it's the reason we sent him home. And so she and the doctors know that, and he knows that. See, I mean, he was told that. But guess what he does as he's laying there in that condition with tubes out of his heart, tubes in his chest, tubes out of his lungs. He's laying there wanting more money. Laying there wanting pleasures and wanting to obtain certain things and cussing and mad at people around and all this. It's just unbelievable really, how close to death a person can be, absolutely no hope, and still have all these basic things that we're talking about. Now, let me ask you, has that guy found happiness? Now, he will be dead by now. I could call her this afternoon and say, hey, what about old Joe there? And he will be dead by now. Did he find happiness? No. Did he find wealth? Yeah. You see, he had all those things that everybody searches for. And that's one thing that really has impressed her. And we talked a lot about it. When she took the job, she was really excited. She quit the hospital nursing and went into this. And she was really excited because now she'll be going around to these different homes, good country people, good Midwest, conservative, down-to-earth, farming people. And they will be people who are sent home to die. What better people could you reach with the gospel? So she was excited. You know, every person I go into, I'll be able to guide them in some way, you know, maybe have them to obey the gospel, and they'll be seeking and so forth. She's been at it now about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Not a single one has she made any progress with. And the last time she was talking to me, she said, I do not understand it. She said, the hardest people in the world to even bring up spiritual things and talk to are these kind of people that I'm working with. She said, I would not have believed it. I just wouldn't believe. She said, I still can't believe it, but there's no way to reach them. And I told her at that, I said, Carol, people die like they live. And that really is true. You die like you live. So how do you want to die? All right, make up your mind how you want to die. Picture your death. And this is good for you to picture your death. Do you want to die an ugly, irritated, old, cranky, money-loving individual that goes out of life kicking and crying and mad at everybody, and when you're dead, everybody breathes a sigh of relief and glad you're gone? How do you want to leave the world? Right now is where you make up your mind how you want to do it. You're going to die the way you live. Now, that's what he's saying here in verse 9. It's so easy for us to talk about that. It's so easy, I mean, for us to read that, get over it, let's go on to something else. Everybody knows act your age. How many times have you told your kids that, Kathy? Act your age. Everybody knows that, don't you? I mean, you told that from youth up. But what does act your age mean? Now, let's be truthful. In America, if you got 1,000 Americans together and asked them, jot down, write and hand in a paper, what does act your age mean? We use that. All Americans use it. Act your age. What does that mean? What would 1,000 of those people say? First of all, act your age is directed toward whom? Children. That's who it's reserved for, isn't it? And it means act older than you are. Isn't that right? So you've got a 3-year-old running around out there. Act your age. What that means is, my kids obviously are superior to other kids. And so at 3, I would expect them to act 5 or 6. Act your age, kids. That's what it means. Act older than what you are. And so we grew up with that. And then when you get married, that doesn't apply to you anymore, does it? Have you ever noticed how many things doesn't apply to you when you get married? A whole lot of things that doesn't apply to you when you get married. One of the biggest things that, and a great relief and a very great comfort doesn't apply, is doing to others you'd have them doing to you. When you get married, you don't have to do that to your mate. Right? You have to do it to everybody else, but not your mate. Because then, nothing they can do about it. You own them, possess them, and it's lifetime, and that's it. So you don't have to do it. And isn't that comforting? To just be able to have somebody to treat any way you want to treat. And you see, and then act your age, isn't it nice when you hit 20 or 21 that you don't have to act your age anymore? And isn't that nice? How we can ruin our marriage and ruin our life, you see, in those things. So That's what Solomon is telling us in here, is act your age. Now, it would be good for you to go home this afternoon and take stock of your age. Why do I say that? All of you know how old you are. Why do I say take stock of your age? Well, you're not going to be that age very long, but do you really know how old you are? Do you really know? Sure. What's the average age of this class? Well, Randy blows the whole thing. What's the average age? 24? 25? Something like that. So, average age, 25, maybe. How old are you when you're 25? You're still a kid, aren't you? In your mind, you're still a kid. In fact, there's no difference between you and a 19-year-old, really, or 18. See, you're still a... Do you know how long you'll feel that? You'll feel that until you're 40. That really doesn't change until you're 40. Then at 40, you go into a weird feeling. You're not 19, you're about 21. And it's really weird that you get old so fast in there. And that'll last up until you're about 50. And then it hits you that, you know, age is catching up on me. It really is. That man, I am, you know, I am about 30 years old. I can't do things I used to. I'm just about, and you think of yourself at about 30. Now then, I really look at myself as close to 31, somewhere in there, you know. We deceive ourselves. That's all I'm saying. We deceive ourselves. How old are you? I'm not asking how old you are in years. How old are you? No? That's a good thought, and it does something. Doesn't do much. It does. If you sit down and you really think about it, that little statement right there only helps older people who think they're old. Well, people who are really not old but think they're old. Here's the danger. When you get my age, you can think that you're really old. Any reason why I might think I'm old? Come on. Who's that? Okay, here we heard this little giggle over here. Or why might I think I'm old? Yeah, well, that's what I am. Now, that's really a dumb thing for her to say. You know that? When you get my age, you think, you know, I'm really old. You know, and so, now if I think I'm really old, how will I act? I will act old. That's right. I'm going to act old. Now, what is old to me? I'm 54. What is old to me? We've already defined it. Old in here. What is it? All right, old is 10 to 15 years older than what you are. That's old. Now, so I get thinking I'm an old man. How will I act? Because what's old to me? Yeah, 65. That's old to me. So how will I start acting now at 55? I'll start acting like I'm 65. And I won't be acting my age, right? And what do you think about an individual who's 55 that acts like they're 65? Is that an honorable thing? Good thing? No, that's a silly thing to do. So what I need to do is to act my age. But again, really, if I think I'm 44 instead of 54, is that really an honorable thing to do? So I start acting like I'm 44? No, that's not a smart thing to do either. What is a smart thing to do? At your age. Go back to the Bible, you see. Go back to the Bible here again. At your age. Now, how old are you? There are different ways that you can measure how old you are. One is by age. I mean by years. That's kind of a dumb thing. Really a dumb thing. You know that? You say, well, why is it a dumb thing? Because it deceives you. Why not give the months that you are? In other words,
Who said we're going to take 12 months out of the year and we will then say we are a certain number because it's a certain time? Every time the moon is full 12 times, we say one. I'm one. Why are you one? Because we've had 12 full moons. Do you realize that? That is it. Why am I one? We had 12 full moons. Why somebody two? Because they've had 24 full moons. Now, you're 25. What's 25 times 12? 8. 300? 300 and some? 400? Let's see. What? 274. 274? Okay, I don't care what it is. You're 274. How's that sound? The average age in here is 274. You're seeing 274 full moons come and go. You don't like that number, do you? Numbers are relative. If everybody counted 200 moons, 274 would be young, right? How old are you? Well, there's another way you can look at it. You can look at life that is composed here with a beginning and an ending. Now, how long is that beginning and ending from here to here? How long is it? All right, 70 to 80. You can add another 10 years on if you don't, if you take care of yourself by reason of strength. Now, how are we going to break that thing down? Let's start breaking down. Forget you right now, because the reason I say forget you is you're the worst judge in the world about you, right? You deceive yourself. Do I deceive myself? Yeah. You see, we deceive ourselves. Now, you tell me when middle age begins. What year? What's a middle aged person? 40? Okay, anybody got any different ideas? Okay, 40, right here. Now, you see what Kathy did? She took the far end up here, didn't she? For the average, what is middle age? 35. We got anybody in here approaching the 30s? In there? There's no middle-aged people in here, are there? But we've got some that is coming up in there. Now, do you have middle age at 40 and then 41-year-old? Or do you have a period of time of middle age? Is middle age a period of time? What is it? 35 to what? 35 to 55? How many of you agree 35? Hold up your hand. Is that the bottom figure, or do you want to go lower? How many of you say lower? Nobody. How many say higher? Well, you can't go very much higher. From 35 to 40 is right flat in the middle of the total life. Do you see what I'm getting? I'm dealing with facts now. You can't deny the facts in there. Middle age doesn't start until right flat in the middle. If it doesn't start then it ends at the same point. Middle age has to start before 40.
Because, I mean, middle age, you're young for a lot longer than you're old.
Oh, you are. These are things I didn't know. You're young. Hold on. Now, this is really rich. Continue on because you've lost me.
Well, you're not really old until you're 65, and then you only have 15 years left, but you're young from zero on up to 30 anyway.
Now over here at 65, from there on it's zero. You've had this is old right in here, and you're young up to 30. There's 40. Okay.
Then you're an adult from 30 to 40.
What?
45. Then you're an adult from 30 to about 35. And then middle age starts.
Oh. You're adult from 30 to 35.
No, 45.
Oh, to 45.
Yeah.
Okay. From here to here, 45, you're an adult. Forget the fact that 40 is half of 80.
Well, yeah.
Everybody, I show you here, not nothing worse. Just forget that fact. Now, at 40, you have not finished half of your life.
We have, but it's not middle age.
Oh, you have, but it's not the middle of your life.
Right.
Oliver, you marry her.
Do you see that somebody in this class is deceiving themselves?
Now, let's go back to the facts of the case. This is what I'm trying to get across right here. Sure, we deceive ourselves. Nancy, shame on you. Nancy's doing exactly what every one of us do, right? Everybody in here can relate to what she's saying. But the fact of the case is, Nancy can divide 80 by 2 and come out to 40, and that is middle age. That is the middle of your life. Now, if it doesn't start, and you say it can't start any on this side, then logically it can't go any on that side, and middle age is 40 and 40 only. You're young up to 40, and you're old from 41 on. Now, let's give ourselves a little leeway. Let's be practical about this thing. When does middle age start? 30? 35? How many of you say middle age starts at 30? Okay, how many of you say it starts at 31? 32? 33? 34? 35? Okay, we hit up for 36? 37? 38? 39? 40? Okay, if anybody says it starts after that, I won't listen to you, because I can divide. Okay, so middle age starts at 35. Yeah, at 35. Now, if it starts at 35, when does middle age end? Does it end at 45? How many of you say that middle age ends at 40? 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57. We're a little fuzzy when it gets up there, Steve. Anne started going up from 45 on up. So let's just take it 10 years on each side right here, 45. I don't know what we're going to call these dudes right in here, from 45 to 65, but we don't have to worry about that right now. Almost over. That's right, yeah. Almost over. Now, we're back in here at, all of you fall in this category, back in here somewhere, of young, right? Of youth. That's what this is talking about. Are you young youth or old youth? Now, can we divide this youth back in here? Can we divide it up? Forget the years is what I'm getting at. Forget the years. Can we divide it up without taking years? Is youth, is there any difference between you and a two-year-old?
Sure.
See?
Okay.
Sure, we said. Okay, we can divide youth up into at least three groups, couldn't we? Young youth, middle-aged youth, and old youth. That's right for you, lose everything. Okay, when is young youth in? 18? 12? How many of you say young youth ends at... Now, I'm going to put a line here, and I'm going to put a line here. It's going to be young youth. When does it end? How many of you say 12? 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Okay. Everybody says it ends somewhere in the teens. And so if I took an average out of there, I would put 16, I think, from just watching hands, that you say young youth ends about 16. Now, When does middle age youth end? Somebody want to give me a figure?
25. At 25? How many of you say 25? The middle age youth? Okay. How many of you say older than 25? How many of you say younger than 25? You ever notice how prejudiced you are? It's never on one side of this thing. Okay, 25, it seems like the vast majority. Now then, how old are you? This is what I'm getting at. When somebody says, how old are you? How old are you? Now there's another way of putting it. You see, because this is what life is made of. Now, we expect certain things out of this age group, do we not? And we expect certain things out of this age group. And there's where you are. But most of you are now getting ready to say, well, I'm an old young person. I'm an old young person, and it won't be long until things start happening. Now let me tell you something that psychologists have shown. I want to put this down right through here. At 30. 30 is kind of a magic figure, isn't it? I don't know why, but 30 is a magic figure. It's awfully hard to get through 30. It's kind of like walking through that wall. You just won't let yourself go through. You fight it and you kick, but you do go through it. And about 3 or 4 years later, you then will admit that you're 30. But it's kind of a magic figure. Now, as far as time is concerned, 70 to 80 years is made up of time, right? And time's an interesting thing. Because when you say, I've been here so many years, what if you counted time in decades? How old are you? You're 2.5. If you count it in months, you're 274. If you count it in years, you're 25. It's a relative time. It's a relative thing. Now, you stop to think about back here when you were 3 to 6 years old in those years. How long did it take for a year to go by? From one Christmas to another Christmas. One school year to another school year. How long did it take? Wasn't it a long, long time? It was eternity from Christmas to Christmas. You see, just like that. Now then, how long is it now? Has it changed any from Christmas to Christmas or... however, from tax time to tax time. And it's changed, hasn't it? And it's getting faster all the time, right? Here's an interesting thing. The psychologists claim that from 30 years old and on, time goes 2 times as fast. Twice as fast over here. And that is... from the time it takes you to go from 15 to 30, that 15 years, it will only take you 7.5 years to go the next 15 years, as far as you know time. And it just keeps speeding up. Now I can understand it right to this point. At 54, I can tell you that is the truth. It is the truth. Two things boggle my mind. What's happened to me and what happened to old people. In all the agony that I went through with Doris, it's been 15 months now, last week, last Sunday. When I was in that deep, deep grief, I would read books and it would say in a year, you know, things get better. You know what I thought about a year? I thought there was no way I could ever reach a year with all that agony and pain. You know, there's just no way. They just well said in 20 years, you know, you'll start feeling just a little bit better. There's just no hope as far as a year was concerned. Now then, do you know what it seems like since she died? How fast that time has gone? All that misery, pain, agony, just... the only comfort I had was when I was sleeping. If I didn't wake up, and I'd stay awake and I'd read so I wouldn't wake up and so forth. You know how fast that's gone? I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. Every day, I just think, I can't believe how fast that's gone. Here it is, 15 months already. It just like that. Now, if that's happened to me in real intense grief, what happens in good times when you're really having fun? How fast will time go? I just can't believe what's happened to me. Now, this helps me understand something else that I can't believe. You talk to old folks, like my mom, 84, she gets up and every day her life is, gets out of bed and she looks over to see if her grandkids is over there, and her whole life is, if they run over and say, "Grandma, will you make me a pancake?" That's the highlight of her day. No. If they don't come over and ask for a pancake, then she's just heartbroken. And you know, whether they eat it or not, they can jump up and leave it and say, "Oh, I've got to go play basketball." That's fine, you know. As long as she gets to make them a pancake. The rest of the time, she sits there with arthritis. Can't see. Just barely get around. How would you like to live like that? How fast would time go if you were all by yourself, living in your own home, couldn't see, and every time you take a step it hurts, arthritis in your knees, can't sleep well of a night? How fast would time go? Wouldn't it go slow? Just slow, slow, slow. What do old folks say though? "I just can't believe it. It just, time is just whipping by." See? Now, all I'm saying is, what's happened to me helps me understand this over here. But get ready, because time is getting ready to go. Have you ever played a game, or have you ever been on anything, you know, where it starts out slow, then it gets up to a certain place, then bing, it takes off and gets faster and faster and faster in this game that you're trying to shoot these airplanes or something, you know, like this. An old fellow like me used to like to go to showbiz before it closed so I could shoot those clay pigeons on the screen. The clay pigeon would start out, ding, boy, I'd get the first one, pound, I'd wait, you know, pound, pound, and the next one, pound, pound, pow, 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 and I'm missing every clay pigeon. That's the way life is. You know, that's the way life is. Now, where are you in life? Well, you're young, but you're an old young. So you're getting ready to go into this age. Really, that's not bad to go into this other age, is it? But get ready, because the gears are going to shift on you. The gears are going to shift, and the way you're going to start going. Now, what does Solomon say you ought to be doing? Okay, act your age. Enjoy it. Because it's not going to be there very long. How long will it be before you've lost that? Other things will be expected out of you when you get past that. But now, you can look back and say, "Boy, where'd my teens go in the early 20s? And it's, wow, wow. It's, well, you better live and do what you can do right now, because you're going to go in to different phases. And every phase has its own set of problems. Now, here's your danger. Everyone else has it. What's your danger right now? Thinking of yourself too young or too old. How many of you have a problem thinking of yourself too old? So you like to run around with old people, and you like to talk about aches and pains and arthritis and Medicare and all those interesting things. You don't have that problem, do you? No. A lot of people, though, they go down to Sherry. What they do is they go down to Sherry, and that's what they talk about. You know, aches and pains, arthritis, what? Did you read the obituary yesterday, you know? Roy, that's one of his favorite things. I read the comics, he reads the obituary. So I tell him what's in the comics, he tells me what's in the obituary. Every one of us has this. Now, your danger now is going along thinking of yourself as too young. What's the danger from here on up? Start thinking of yourself as too old. There's never a time in your life
when it's comfortable and comes automatically, you don't have to try, you think of yourself at the age that you really are. You know that? That's why that book, Ecclesiastes, is put in. It try to get us to see that chart and look at that chart, reevaluate it, and say, okay, here's where I am. Now then, go home. Look at yourself, set some goals in life, and say, here's what I need to be doing. I must be much more responsible now than I was back at 16. In fact, financially speaking, back at 16, I called a 16-year-old in my office and I said, you know, you ought to start one of those IRA plans. You ought to put $100 a year in or $500 a year. And I show them, if you put that in when you're 65, you could have, you know, $750,000 if you just do that. How will it impress a 16-year-old? Fully on. See? And is it about time for you to start thinking about something like that? Yeah. See, if you make that decision, before you're 25, you could be worth millions of dollars at 65. If you wait until after you're 25, just waiting 5 years, you're going to come down to a lowly millionaire. If you wait till you're 30, you're not even going to have a million. You're going to be way down the ladder. Do you know that? You know that? Just those few little years in it. You say, you mean to tell me that there is a real rush? I thought the rush was for old dogs like you to get in there. No, I've already blown. No, the rush is for you. You don't have any time left if that's your goal. Doesn't that sound funny for me to talk to you like that? You don't have any time left to plan for your retirement. If you want to make a sensible, convenient plan for retirement, you don't have any time left. That's the advice somebody ought to be giving me. Right? No. Do you see what I'm talking about? Think about this thing. Think about it. Children, wives. Those of you who have kids, and you're up here, and your kids are 3, 4, 5 years old. How much time do you have left to raise them so they'll come out good kids? You know? Suppose you got a 3-year-old. How many years do you have left? All right, right. Between 2 and 3, by 3, they have personality traits already developed. Already. There's some of you in here can say, you mean it's already over for me? Yep. Already passed. It's done and gone. It may be good and it may be bad. I don't know. But it's done and gone. You thought that was for people who had teenagers, 18 to 20, didn't you? And they ran away from home. And then you'd tell them, you had your chance. And it's over. The kid's no good. No, that's what I'm telling you. Now you're in another phase. You've got another 5 years to re-educate and try to remold and remake and put values in that kid. You wait 5 more years, give them the keys and tell them to go. See? Life is... What I'm trying to get you to see is you are in a phase of life that is a very, very essential phase of life. You don't have any time to waste. See, don't think about that of me. Some old fellow over here. You say, well, old, you don't have. I know that. My problem is that if I've lived it all wrong, it's all over. It won't do much good for me. See, I'm down this far now to where the crash is coming. So if I've blown it, I've blown it. Preacher won't do too much. Won't do too much good. I start saving up now. Doesn't do too much good. I say, I believe I'll change about my kids. Go ahead and change. What good will it do me? See? No. Right now, that's how old you are. That's how old you are. Now, next week,
we'll talk about this old buddy over here. Okay? And we'll close out the book of Ecclesiastes. Class dismissed.